Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of my first series of Extremely Stumped. Today I'm going to be taking you through quite a bit of previews of the upcoming test series and the Sri Lanka vs Bangladesh third ODI, which I'm going to be showing, taking you a bit through it. And today it'll be not going to be very long as usual, but I'll hopefully finish it very quickly. So let's move on to the very first. So the World Test Championship is heading very close to the World Test Championship final in Southampton. So this is going to be very, very close. Okay, India versus New Zealand, the top two teams in test rankings. But I'm voting for England, for New Zealand. New Zealand, I'm hoping they will win because they deserve it. So it's like Russ Taylor said, third time lucky. So if it's a drawn match, India to share the trophy with New Zealand, they'll both share the trophy together. But it also could be a tie, you never know. After 2019, you never know. Anything could be a tie, anything could be a draw. So if it's a draw or a tie, India will be sharing the trophy with New Zealand. India have no Hardik Pandya or Kuldeep Yadav, the left-arm leg spinner. That could be a bit of a blow, as Hardik Pandya has been there for a lot of India's stuff. He's been there all the time for India. He's one of their most experienced players in terms of like playing Test cricket. So that's it. But I'm predicting that New Zealand will win because they absolutely hammered India 2-0 when India toured New Zealand. So I'm thinking that New Zealand will win. So Trent Bolt could miss the England Test series, which we are moving on to now, as he has just returned from New Zealand. He's just returned there. So he could miss the England Test series due to quarantine system. So also that could be a bit of a dangerous thing for New Zealand. England, the last time New Zealand were in England was a thrilling series 6 years ago in 2015. Search it up on Google. It's amazing. It was absolutely amazing, especially the ODI series. Especially since New Zealand had just come from thrashing England and nearly winning the World Cup the World Cup final. England made a brand new team and absolutely, it was a very tight series. In the first ever match of the series, England posted their highest ever ODI total, 408/9. But I'm not going to be talking about ODI, it's going to be the Test series. I will be predicting that England will draw with New Zealand 1-1, though I'm hoping that they will have a clean sweep, that England will clean sweep New Zealand 2-0, but it's most likely to be a draw. But yeah, they need a clean sweep, England. Okay, so then we'll be moving on to Sri Lanka versus Bangladesh. So in the third ODI, Sri Lanka posted a quite good first innings total of 286, and they posted a good total of 286 and then bowled Bangladesh out for a very low under par score. They prevented the clean sweep thanks to 100 from Kusal Janith Pereira and 5 for 16 from Dusmanta Chamira. But Sri Lanka have a bit of problems, so I'm going to note them out. I'm not being harsh, okay? I'm just noting them out. Sri Lanka need a very good death bowler. That's the first thing. They need a very good death bowler. They have Isuru Udana, yeah. But they need a really good death bowler. You see, Isuru Udana was very wayward in the second ODI. But he recovered. But then, see, Sri Lanka, when the rain started in the second ODI, Bangladesh are like 190 something for 7, but they managed to get to 246. I was reading the score on Google while it was happening, and when the rain came down, I was like, yeah, Sri Lanka are gonna bowl Bangladesh out for like 220 odd. but they failed to do so in the death, and Mushfiqur Rahim helped them get to 246. Well, yeah, so they need a really good death bowler. Well, another thing that Sri Lanka need to do to help make them back on top is they need to up their run rate. You see, Kusal Janith Pereira, like, he scored 120 from 122 deliveries. You don't see, like, Johnny Bairstow or Jason Roy doing those things. They would have got 120 from, like, 80 balls. So that's why. If they actually need to get a... If they want to get a big score, they need to up their run rate. Then the 5-16 from Chaminita, he was bowling good lines, good pace, and he deserved that. So all, and then Tamim Iqbal, the Bangladesh captain, was fined for testing against his wicket, which happened. I'm not sure I know a bit about that. So yeah, he was fined for protesting against his wicket. Then Tamim Iqbal, another story about him, he says that a quote, "We won the series, but don't think we played very well." Tamim Iqbal. So that's because Bangladesh are usually, like, you know, Bangladesh, they used to be pretty not exactly as good as they should have been, but now they've gone above the standards that they have been. So that is going to be all for today. So hopefully you see me in the next one, episode 5. And goodbye. Farewell. Have a lovely day.